Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Both Justin Bieber and Drake fans are concerned after both shared screenshots of private altercations they had over messages. Now, this is two separate stories, but the Justin Bieber one starts with some text messages that he shared on his social media that's got some fans a little concerned about him, which is nothing new. His fans have been concerned about him for like the last 3 years or so. So Justin Bieber shared some very raw and emotional text messages where he was basically sharing an altercation where he decided to break up with a friend. The friend basically said, "You're angry and you're lashing out." And then Bieber was like, okay, well, this friendship is officially over. Bye-bye. And so he posted it and basically told his followers that he's, even though he shared it, he's upset that they're giving him unsolicited advice because they feel like he's kind of crashing out. Like, why are you posting this little fight you've got with your friend on social media? It seems like there might be something deeper happening here. And he's basically like saying, stop telling me how to live my life, despite the fact that I posted this for public consumption on the internet.
Yeah, reading the whole interaction between he and his now former friend, because the according to Justin, the relationship is over. And Justin was basically saying, listen, I have trauma, so I have these responses, and you need to respect that. And everybody has struggles, and no matter what you're dealing with, doesn't give you the right to lash out at other people or treat other people poorly. It explains the behavior, but it doesn't excuse the behavior. So your friend is within their right to be like, hey, you can't, like, you know, you got angry, you yelled and stuff like that. So I think to be able to have that conversation, obviously there's two sides to the story, and there's probably a lot more that goes behind this friendship. But just like reading that, just like the brief, like, you know, portion that he posted, I'm like, you got angry and yelled at your friend, and your friend was like, hey, that's not cool. And now you're cutting off the friendship. So it makes me feel like there's something deeper going on here.
I hate this life for Justin Bieber. I honestly do. And I feel a special connection to him. If you're new around here, we were the very first morning show he ever did a radio interview on. And I've had him in and out here. Kristen and I have gone to hotels and I've hung out with him outside of a business setting also. So I have a special kind of connection, and I really root for this kid because I really do believe in what I have seen. He's got a really good heart. But this intoxication of celebrity, or it's the only lifestyle he knows. I mean, he started doing this when he was 15 years old, you know? This is the only lifestyle he knows. So what is healthy to do, that we've said before, is to back away from all of it. all of it. Get off social media. But as damaging as that relationship is for him, he needs it so much. It's the only world he knows, and this is where he's getting his self-worth from also. It's cannibalizing him. And when you get to a point when you're somebody like Justin Bieber, and this is the only life you've known, is one of adulation, right? That the possibility of you being irrelevant if you back out for 6 months, right? In your own mind, I'm saying. Like, he's probably thinking, if I just do what's healthy, or I hope somebody around him is telling him, do what's healthy. The fear of when he comes back, nobody's going to care for a kid that's been doing this since he was 15 years old. Think about that fear. Because it's all so obvious to us, but we've never lived that lifestyle.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going through things the majority of us could never imagine. I feel for his friend, though, because for me, I think this is a perfect example of why so many celebrities or people with money don't have real friends around them, because they are afraid to say anything and they don't want to get cut off. And that's why you have all these yes men. So if I were in a position like that, as much as I wouldn't want unsolicited advice from everyone, I would appreciate it if it were coming from someone I consider to be a good friend.
I hate that it's playing out so publicly. Like, I was scrolling this weekend and somebody made a video. It's a 45-second video of Justin Bieber and Hailey together and the times when he, like, slammed the door when she was trying to get out. Every time he's looked at her sideways on a red carpet or acted weird, they put it into, like, this montage, clearly trying to make this narrative, like, this is who he is. Should we really like this guy? And I just felt so bad for him, because those little moments, you don't know what led up to those little moments, not only in his life, but anybody's life. So you're seeing a 1 second snapshot of six things in his life. And as much as he hates it, he just keeps sharing more and more of his personal life, which makes people feel like they're entitled to comment on it. And it's so backwards.
Well, to your point, the fact that people are commenting on his response to post it on social media, like, as much backlash as I'm sure he's getting from his fans, I'm sure he posted it with the thought that there are going to be some people who are going to, you know, comment or DM and take my side and tell me how great I am, kind of still feeding that same need he has for public adulation. So I think it's kind of just this cyclical, or this cycle of just constantly needing people to affirm, but you're also getting backlash by putting yourself out there. So I get it. It's a tough position to be in. Drake is actually in a really similar position as well. I'm going to tell you how he's getting into a little internet brawl with a Canadian politician all over messages too. It's on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data, keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/BERT to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/BERT. forhers.com/BERT. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Some of you online went and done it. You insulted Kristen's family, and she ain't going to take it.
It's so funny, the judgment that people pass, knowing zero. So Father's Day was this past weekend. And I took Jimmy to a safari. Yes, they have safaris in Georgia. Who knew? On Saturday. So Bart had from, not that I was counting hours, but from 10 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. all to himself. As we traversed to Madison and then came back. And then Sunday, you know, earlier, a couple days earlier, Jimmy and I had visited our local Ace Hardware and perused the aisles and settled on getting my husband, Jimmy's dad, a brand new bird feeder. Because the bird feeder that we have in the backyard, which Bart keeps up with and keeps it filled with bird seed, the squirrels have been getting at it.
Mm-hmm. Squirrels.
I know it. And so, and it's one of those things where you step outside, you grab the closest pine cone and you chuck it at the bird feeder to get the squirrels off. They have really like, they're like ninja squirrels, like how they able to like jump from the tree or like shimmy their way up there. It's quite comical. So Jimmy and I picked him out a new bird feeder. Jimmy picked him out the bird seed that has the red bird on it because he loves the red birds. And we gave that to him with three cards. Bart gets a card from Jimmy, Bart gets a card from the dogs, and Bart gets a card from me, all right? And that's how we kicked off Father's Day morning. So I filmed Jimmy in his cute little dinosaur PJs running into the front bedroom and grabbing the cards and bringing them out to Dada. And he was very excited about his card because according to him, it was a puppet card. So it was a card when you opened it, things popped out of it. And it was all like tools and stuff like that because, you know, Dada builds stuff and that's the one he picked out. I let him pick everything out. And then he goes and he grabs a bird feeder and he brings out. He goes and he grabs the bird seed and he brings out. And it's just like Jimmy is just peak Jimmy. Good time Jimmy, man. He's all the feel good. He's very excited. I love that he loves to give gifts, right? This is great. I feel like I'm doing something right. So I piecemeal the video together and I post it on Instagram as one does. Like, did you even wish him a happy Father's Day if you didn't post it on Instagram?
Didn't happen if it's not on social.
Thank you. Now, I just want to preface. The post before that, I found some of the cutest photos of Bart and Jimmy, them at the beach, them at the park, like in like a nice little collage, short but sweet message, right? Because if the message is too long, you know there's something wrong in the neighborhood.
Overcompensating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it's too short, there's also, so you have to find just the right amount of caption. So I did that.
Life is hard.
It really is. So I did that. Then I posted the video that I did of Jimmy because, you know, my kid's freaking cute. I got to use him for the likes. So I posted that. And then after that, I also gave my man props because how did my husband spend Father's Day? Finishing up the sandbox that he was building from scratch for his son. It was a lovely day. Then the comments start rolling in. God. And I was like, yes.
This is on your Instagram?
On my Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm like, of course, it's cute. So I'm going, I'm liking the comments. I'm like, yes, he is adorable. Yes, I agree, yes. And then people started coming down on Bart because he wasn't excited enough to receive his gifts. He was a little too mellow for them and felt like he was disrespectful to Jimmy by not being more excited to receive his gifts.
Yes.
These people don't know Bart.
Well, one, they don't know Bart. And two, I want to take this as a teachable moment. My husband has a bum knee right now. So he was leaned back on the couch and he had his leg propped up, right? Because he's been doing a lot of work on the condo and his knee's all jacked up. So he was lounging back so he didn't like, you know, jump up or whatever. And then on top of that, we got some personal stuff going on. We had one of our dogs were trying to help cross the Rainbow Bridge. And there's been a lot going on there. And Bart's the primary caregiver of the dogs. And he's been dealing with a lot, especially a lot of messes in the house. And his Father's Day started with a mess in the house. Mm. So, you know, nobody sees any of that. And I'll take the onus. You see what I post, right? Mm-hmm. And so you're going to judge what I post. But let me tell you, every single one of you that said crap about my husband, I hope you enjoy the fact that you've been blocked because you no longer have access to any of my stuff. You do something like that, you no longer have access to my life, to my kid, to my husband, none of that. I will take responsibility for what I post and you have to take responsibility for what you comment This is not a one-way street. It is a two-way street.
Yeah.
You've been blocked.
Welcome to the block party.
There were just a couple of people that were just saying like, oh, how about a little excitement for your son?
Yeah, well, yeah. And I like, and some like a little ruder than that. And I was just like literally coming down on Bart because they didn't feel like he was, his reaction was strong enough for Jimmy. And when I tell you, like, you watch Jimmy give the gift, you can tell that kid is loved. You know what I mean? Like, my husband is a phenomenal stay-at-home dad, and he's got, like, his side hustle with this property that he's working on. But if you had just taken the time to look at everything in the whole, you would have known that, like, those comments were unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely unnecessary.
Yeah, I think I have an old school mentality when it comes to social media too, man. And I've said this before on the show, is I feel like, would you come into my home and would you say the things in my... My social media is also my home, right? So if you're going to insult me on my own platform, my own home, then you don't get access to me because it's disrespectful.
I wish everybody had like 20 free complaints in life and then you had to start to pay for complaining after that.
Oh, I like that.
So you just think if it's worth it before you do it.
20 is a little high.
All right, let's go 10.
Okay, I'll meet you at 10.
The Burt Show.
I so clearly remember the first time that I questioned my own patriotism. And, you know, here in the United States of America, we are bred and educated from a young age. We are the best.
We're the best country. That ain't
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Don't do that. We do everything the best. We're America, America, America. And I went to Europe with that attitude. And I believed it. Until I tried the bidet. And then, after my first experience, which was something like this, like, what is this? Turn on. What is a... Ooh. Then I became a fan of the bidet and realized maybe Europe does it better in this one way, cleaning butts.
It's life-changing.
It's life-changing.
That first experience is absolutely life-changing.
It is life-changing. And it's not just for butts. I mean, if you get those really sophisticated ones, they wash the front, they wash the back, and you're a woman, you can be invested in this.
Mm-hmm. This is so interesting because I've never met a woman as passionate about bidets as men are. But I've never met a man who has used a bidet and not been passionate about it.
I would think that women would endorse the bidet based on how many calls we've received over the years from women saying that they do the laundry and there are things in the underwear that dudes should have learned how to handle at a very young age, that the bidet would be endorsed more by women in this country.
You would think. Yeah.
Mike, what we got?
I didn't even know bidet was like a foreign concept. I thought that was all American.
It sounds French to me.
It comes from Europe?
Yeah, it does sound
French.
How many bathrooms have you been in here in America and seen a bidet?
Right.
I don't know how many bathrooms I've been to in France that had a bidet either. I didn't know it was from there. That might make me reconsider.
The bidet originated in 17th or 18th century France.
Oh, those freaks.
What? The word bidet itself is French, meaning pony.
Pony?
Referencing the way one straddles the fixture.
Oh. The toilet pony.
Oh.
Initially, ride the bidet?
Toilet pony.
That's different.
I do feel like that it's a very French thing. Like, we're too good to wipe our own butts. No. So we got to invent something that water will do it for us.
I'm going to hear that Genuine song every time I use one.
That's what I just asked Tony.
Yeah, I had a real estate agent as a homecoming gift give me a bidet one time in my new home. It was life-changing,
I'm sorry,
man.
But that's too intimate of a gift.
Absolutely not.
I take one to somebody. Yeah.
Enjoy your new home and your clean butt.
And it had like the heated seat too. Yeah. This was like the Lamborghini of bidets.
Oh man.
Ooh. Who wants to sit on a heated toilet seat? Because you sit on a heated toilet seat, all it reminds me of is like the person that was sitting there before you and warmed it up.
That's so true. It has to be yours.
Yeah, if it's like your personal toilet seat, that's not weird. Yeah.
But do you really want to sit on a heated toilet seat?
Oh no, these nights is cold, Kristen. It's cold and lonely.
So where did you find a bidet and how did we get here?
You might call me Dr. Fancy Pants and you wouldn't be wrong, but I got my hands on a bidet, and this was back 6 months ago whenever me and my girlfriend were looking to move into our apartment. She bought a bidet. It was like $40.
Did you even know what it was at the time?
I I was aware of it, but I thought it was some kind of myth. It sounded too good to be true.
It's like a part of Greek mythology of the day.
Well, and a $40 bidet. I don't know if I'm trusting a $40 bidet because I'm not sure if the, like...
What do you think it's going to do to you?
I don't know. A super soaker incident or, like, aiming in the wrong direction.
I think I'm with you. I think a $40 bidet would do the same thing a $100 bidet would do. Except the $100 bidet does have a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah. Well, for $15, you can just get your girlfriend to get a Nerf gun and just have a blast shoot with some water.
Nerf shoots plastic and like foamy things. You need a super soaker.
Sorry.
Super soakers are expensive.
I think Mikey's just actually sitting on a water pick.
So we got this bidet. We get to the apartment. I'm so excited about it. I'm scared to install it because you got to turn your water off. You got to disconnect the hose. You got to put a little T thing on it. I was scared to do it. I got started on it in January and ditched the whole project. It was too scary.
It took you 5 months to put the bidet on?
Literally.
So again, you're not buying an actual bidet where it's all in one. You got like a bidet adapter to add to your toilet to like.
What's the all in one? Well, it's like, a whole new toilet?
He's got the attachment. Right, I don't think in our country they're even built that way. I think you have to order the attachment.
Okay. Well, I got the attachment, and finally, I work up the courage. This is 4 days ago. I worked up the courage. I disconnected my water hose. I read the instructions. I don't like reading instructions. I read those instructions, and I installed my bidet. The problem is, the way that mine is designed is you have to take your toilet seat off, and then you put the bidet is attached to under the toilet seat. You put the bolts back into the toilet seat. I'm not sure how it's supposed to work, but I sent you guys pictures in your email. My toilet seat is sitting like 6 inches above the bowl now, which can't be right, right?
It actually looks like your toilet's laughing at you.
It does. So this, it really does.
The seat, you can't sit on the seat, doesn't go all the way down?
No, look at the other picture because that plastic piece is under it. And so it's got it all propped up.
That's not right.
Yeah, that can't be right.
This is a lady's worst nightmare.
Yeah, so the actual seating part is about six inches?
Yeah.
Raised, so there's no sitting on that.
You can sit on it.
But you can't.
You're pooping at 45 degrees.
You can sit on it. I'm just afraid I'm going to break it one day. But I'm not sure what to do. They sell these little bumpers that you can put under it, but you can't get like a 6-inch bumper. And then you're going to be like laid back like it's a reclining toilet.
Yeah.
So we got it all installed. Whatever. 6 inches above the bolt. I'm still happy. I got a bidet. I try it out. First time ever. First time use.
Yeah.
One of the most incredible experiences of my life.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Life changing.
Yeah, because you're all puckered up, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're cool.
Yeah, that initial feeling. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where have you been all my life?
And this is not a fancy one. It's got only freezing cold water, but it's got two, what do you call them?
Settings.
Mm-hmm. One is feminine, and one is nozzle clean, which... I'm not sure if that's clean the nozzle or it's supposed to be for guys. I honestly cannot figure that out.
So I have seen some that literally look, you guys, like there is a hose attached to the toilet that lays on the floor. And people use it as sort of it's like a hose bidet.
Oh, you just pick up the hose?
Yeah. It's like on the wall, right?
Yeah. Okay, so was that kind?
No, it's got... A little piece that hangs down into the toilet, and then it's got two little things that shoot out water.
All right, so the angles are going to be different, I'm guessing, here. The feminine one, the angle is different than...
That's going forward, right? Yeah, but the nozzle clean, still can't figure it out. You'd think that'd be in the same place as feminine. I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet, but my girlfriend decided... I said, you got to try this thing out. It's a game changer. Try it out. She sits down... Now, I did notice that there's another... I'm no plumber, okay? There is another problem with my installation. You can't put too much pressure on the seat or else the water won't come out. I told her that. She didn't believe me. So, like, do you know what I mean?
So you're supposed to, like, hover?
I don't think you're supposed to. I think I did something wrong.
Yeah, you did.
But, so you have to stand up and then sit down real quick, right whenever the water shoots out. I get her to sit down on it, and I'm saying, like, no, you can't put all your weight on it or else the water's not going to come out. She didn't believe me. Uh-huh. I tried to warn her.
Yep. Oh,
no. So she tries to look between her legs. As she does that, she lifts up just slightly, Headshot right to the face. Headshot from the bidet.
Straight to the water, right to the face.
Taken out right between the eyes.
Here is Kelly, who seems to be some kind of bidet whisperer. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to share that as a woman, I formerly was passionate about bidets for myself and for women. But then I learned that the water can spray poop materials down into the lady parts and cause infections.
And that's bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
And where I come from, that's bad. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's important info. All right. So we're not NPR, but we're close there, right there.
All right. So is she now bidet shy ever since she got shot in the face by the bidet?
She's traumatized. It's like a dog in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got bidet PTSD. Yeah.
She goes the other way around the bidet.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Ah, the saga that is Burt's e-bike. What to do, what to do, what to do. All right, so.
Why is there any question? That's gone.
Yeah, it's gone MIA. What's funny is it went MIA, and you didn't even notice it went MIA until like a week later. And we're like, no, we hid the bike, and you didn't even notice the bike was no longer in the studio. So a quick like 30 to 60 second recap. Burt drove his e-bike to the office because he was trying to steal, or not steal, right? I'm
how dare you? That spot is rightfully mine.
So he made sure to commandeer his parking spot from Ethan, who works in our building. Ethan was sneaking in early, snagging Bert's parking spot, and Bert's like, I will not have that. So this
and
weirdo.
Just to clarify, my parking spot is the same as your parking spot at work. It doesn't say reserved for Burt.
No.
It is just the same one that I've parked in for over 20 years. So at some point or another, it becomes your spot.
Yes.
And this guy comes out of nowhere and decides he wasn't a business. No, we're not going to have that.
So Burt, like, takes his e-bike in order to, like, preserve his spot with his car, whatever. But the e-bike stays here at the station, and it's in the studio. And Mo, it was in the studio for what, like 6 months?
It was a long time. I don't know if it was 6 months, but it was a while.
It was like a month.
It was triggering some stuff for Kristen from having college roommates that used to bring bikes into, like, the living room and just annoy her, so she was annoyed by my bike in here.
I was, and I talked about this on air, and then people ratted me out to Burt because he was out that day, and then I was like, yo, Narcs, if you, like, listen to the entire segment, I came to realize, and I apologized for my overreaction to the bike in studio because it was triggering from a roommate I had who would just post her bike up in the dining room, and then when I did move it, she got mad that I put my hands on it. So Burt and I were at a sticking point. The bike was still in here. He didn't want anybody touching it, so he put a lock on it. Because you were trying, you were going to make a point. You were going to do something and you put the lock on it, but then you lost the key.
Well, one of you guys said that. I mean, somebody could roll it out of here. And I'm like, dang, you're right, man. And it's heavy. Yeah. So it would be tough to lift out of here. So yeah, that's when I put the lock on. It's an expensive bike.
And you put the lock on it and then you were ready to take it home. But what?
Well, I just didn't.
Well, no, you can't find the key. You couldn't find the key to unlock it.
Oh, yeah, when I came back in. Yeah, I came back in on a day to get it. And then the keys that I thought unlocked it were the wrong keys. So I went in search of others, and I think I have them now.
Okay, but he came in, and the bike was gone. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what'd y'all do with my bike? And I'm like, I can't believe it took you this long to notice, because the bike had been removed from the Burt Show studio for literally a solid week before you even noticed the bike was gone.
Right.
So what has happened is your e-bike is hidden somewhere in the building. We're going to play a little game of hot or cold.
Okay.
And the hotter, you know, the closer you get to the bike, the hotter you're going to be.
Yep.
And the further away you get from it, you're going to be cold. And right now, you are freezing. Okay.
I will bite. I will tell you that I am just in a stage over the course of the last couple of days since my last fender bender that I am really kind of over myself. So just the fact that here again, my buffoonery of losing the keys to my bike and my flakiness is right here in front of my face.
Yeah.
I'm just going through it right now. So I'm going to try to have a good sense of humor during a period where I don't feel great about myself.
Okay. I appreciate you digging foolish. Deep. Okay. I appreciate you digging deep.
Right.
So Tommy has you on the phone.
Yep.
We are going to play a game of hot or cold with Bert to see if he can find his bike, which is hidden somewhere in the building.
Okay.
All right.
How am I going to know? Is there going to be somebody escorting me?
No.
You're going to describe where you are.
You're going to describe where you are, and we're going to give you hot or cold. So obviously you're freezing cold in the studio, and now you're walking out. So, all right, you're chilly, but sure. You have to tell us where you're going.
I am heading left out of the building towards Jackson's office.
Sure. We'll say you're getting warm.
It's still a little cold, though.
He's freezing. You're really, really cold.
You took three steps. I don't think that's going
on. You went from warm to freezing in like 6 seconds. So okay. I'll go the other way.
Okay. He's chilly. Right.
Yep.
He's chilly.
I was chilly going one way, freezing going the other way. So I'm going to continue the right past the country station.
Okay. Chilly.
Is it chillier?
No, you're fine. You're staying the same.
Okay. I'm walking down the hall now.
Okay.
Mm. Passing all the empty Cumulus studios.
You're less chilly.
passing engineering.
Less chilly.
Oh, he's defrosting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into the studio that used to be the new studio.
Freezing. Freezing.
Oh.
Freezing. So it must be back in engineering. Now I'm going into engineering.
Freezing. Freezing.
Freezing. I'm going into the 99X studio.
Freezing.
Oh, you need a jacket. Maybe some hand warmers.
I'm coming back towards the station.
Freezing.
I mean, how can I be freezing in both directions?
Damn. There's another direction, Bert.
Up, down?
Yep.
Okay, I'm walking out into the main hall towards the exit of the building.
Doing better. You're getting warmer.
Of the floor.
You're getting warmer.
Less freezing.
If he was a mouse in a maze, he would starve. He'd never get that cheese.
I'm about to leave our studio and go into the lobby.
Warmer.
I've left the studio.
Uh-huh.
And now I am by the elevators.
Very warm.
I'm passing the elevators and I am going
cold.
Cold. Okay. I'm going to the elevators.
Warm.
I heard it's pretty toasty in there.
Yep.
I hit up.
Freezing.
I'm going to hit down.
Warm.
It's the only other way.
Where's Ethan's office?
He's up. Upstairs. He's a penthouse.
Okay. That would have been funny.
Yeah. No, I didn't get Ethan in on this.
That would have been funny.
Okay, waiting for the elevator to come down.
Okay.
Can you imagine if evil Ethan from Haverty's is just there waiting like a supervillain? I've taken your bike.
Okay. I'm now going into the elevator and I am hitting the first floor.
That's lobby, right?
Yep. Yes.
You're very warm.
Okay.
If we lose you in the elevator, I'll call you right back.
I may not be coming back.
I remember I didn't say we hid your bike on the floor. We hid your bike in the building.
I'm walking home.
No. Wouldn't that be some mess if it was in your garage right now?
Okay, I took a right into the first hall towards, like, what's our snack room down here?
Warmer.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
There is a conference room space down here, but the door's locked.
Yep, no. But you're getting warmer.
I've now opened up the door to the stairs. It's not in here.
No.
I'm walking towards the break area.
Getting warmer.
Mm. To the left of me is like where they have the FedEx and all that stuff.
Warm, warm, warm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. The only thing here is housekeeping and elevators.
Very warm. Mm.
I'm going to the elevator and I'm hitting down.
Hot. That elevator is blazing here. AC is out.
I am hitting B for basement or whatever it is.
You are on fire.
Okay. The last time I was in this elevator going down, I got hypothermia.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that we're playing hot cold, isn't it?
Okay, I'm walking towards the exit doors.
So hot.
When's the last time you heard that?
I'm out of the building. Oh, there it is.
Yay! Yay! He's on fire! Did you find your bikey bike?
I did. Now I'm just going to bring it back upstairs to the studio.
Why don't you just drive it home?
Yeah, just go ahead, man. Keep going.
Right, yeah, you took the keys down with you, so just go ahead and unlock. If you could unlock it, that'd be great, because Jackson and the interns have been carrying it downstairs.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how many times we've moved this segment? That was the third time they've carried it all the way downstairs to the loading dock. Those poor interns. They're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, now to add to my buffoonery, these are the same keys I had before, so no, these are not those.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.